This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. As I alluded to when I was setting up Kimberly's story, you don't have to have had more than a passing familiarity with the news the past year or so to know that crypto has been in the spotlight in a very unpleasant way. And the crash in the price of Bitcoin, off 70% since late 2021, has also hit the once mighty crypto mining industry, which generates Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies using just a lot of computing power, which in turn uses just a lot of electricity. Some states and municipalities have been trying real hard to lure mining companies to their neck of the woods for years now. Others are less enthused. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more now on the state of crypto mining.
The crypto contingent at this month's Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas seemed eager to show it's not fazed by the current moment. Speakers on a panel called How to Stay Warm in a Crypto Winter were introduced this way.
These are not individuals who jumped in the last 2 years during all of the craziness.
No crypto tourists here.
But really the crypto OGs.
This crypto winter started early last year, months before the November collapse of FTX and the arrest of founder Sam Bankman-Fried. From the CES convention floor, Sheila Warren, CEO of the industry group Crypto Council for Innovation, acknowledged those events haven't helped public perceptions, but
the thing I'm certainly seeing here at CES is that this isn't going away. It is definitely here to stay.
Here to stay, but certainly in trouble. That's especially true for the businesses that make their money mining cryptocurrencies. Across North America, shares in many of those firms have crashed, falling 90% or more over the last year. That includes Canada's Bitfarms, where Ben Gagnon is the chief mining officer.
The biggest thing is probably just the Bitcoin price in general. It's fundamentally a different business when your revenue is cut by 70%.
Meanwhile, the cost of a key input shot up as the global energy crisis set in, says Ben Harper of Luxor Technologies, which provides software services to the industry.
You have this huge increase in power prices that's happened over the last year, and that's squeezed margins from the cost side.
Back when times were good, crypto mining farms like this sprawling and very loud facility we visited in Messina, New York a year ago were plowing cash into more mining computers. Stacks of them were set to be installed. These days, more machines are chasing the same prize, says Luxor's Harper.
The more mining on the number of fixed coins, obviously the less revenue there is for any miner.
Their collective crash has been welcomed by environmental groups organizing against energy-intensive crypto mining.
No frack gas for Bitcoin mining!
In upstate New York, the group Seneca Lake Guardian helped push for the nation's first statewide partial moratorium on new crypto mining, arguing those projects are at odds with New York's carbon reduction goals. Yvonne Taylor says crypto's travails have helped her group gain traction in their local fight against a crypto miner operating at a fossil fuel power plant in their community.
It's pretty validating because, you know, we've been raising the alarm and shouting our concerns at the top of our lungs for literally years about this facility.
North of the border, two Canadian provinces, Manitoba and Quebec, are using different tactics to limit crypto mining. And even though there are still some green pastures for miners, including states that offer subsidies to them, crypto investor Bradley Tusk of Tusk Ventures warns the industry needs a wake-up call.
They need to get much more politically sophisticated. If they don't start to be smarter, more proactive, and more aggressive, and they're going to be completely banned from doing what they do entirely.
Tusk says that's true for crypto miners and the crypto industry as a whole.
If you don't step up, you're going to get wiped out.
Although there's new legislation to crack down on crypto mining nationally, for opponents like Tom Smar, a senior attorney at Earth Justice, the effort against the industry has largely been a state-by-state fight.
They're chasing electricity prices. They're looking to use large volumes of electricity, regardless of where it comes from, at a very critical time for our country's policies on climate.
He says even after a rough year, there's still plenty of crypto mining activity. If the crypto miners lose in one state or province, many are prepared to pack up and move to another. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.